this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger. That is Christian.
You know, I learned about this week was AI-generated child exploitation material.
And we're your hosts with the posts. Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw somebody talking about that and saying that it should be legal because the kids aren't real.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it should be legal to shoot that person in the head. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm both ways. Like, I'm like, well, I guess, is there really a reason it should be illegal if the kids aren't real? But also, if you want it legal bad enough, yeah, let's just go and just put you down.
That's just not a good thing. It's cool to see all this talk about AI stuff. First, it was the NFTs. No, it was Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Then it was NFT, and now everybody that was doing that stuff is now over on the AI art stuff, using ChatGDP to make probably the worst looking stuff I've ever seen in my life, and I think it is so cool.
Some of them look pretty neat, and then there's a bunch that
it's kind of the balance of neat versus just dog shit is pretty uneven.
Yeah, because it's just random beeps and boops that are making colors on the screen. There's no actual thought behind it, so they're not going to be good for the most part. If they're good, it's coincidentally.
It's accidentally.
Yeah.
But hey, if history serves, this stuff, that AI stuff will be out of the zeitgeist in 6 to 8 months. We'll be on to the next thing. So that'll be cool. Maybe it'll be like,
that'd be nice.
Everybody's like really into like yarn. Everybody's like, I love making stuff with yarn. It's like, okay, cool. All right.
That would be a change. Yes.
So
certainly you can create pictures with AI of yarn creations.
Well, I don't know. Let me fire up Bing or whatever. So many of these fucking things. So stupid.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to be replaced by one of them. Any day now.
Speaking of stupid.
Uh-huh.
So to our listeners out there, I've been going through the process of applying to get a external building put onto my property. I'd like to put a carport in my backyard where I have a parking pad going in that has already gone in, was here when I bought the house. Currently on 1.5 months of going through the process. You simply can't just buy a thing. They'd come out and put it up. You have to buy the thing and then go through the process of telling the city you're going to put it up. And then they have a bunch of stuff you have to do, which is really fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. And the most recent stupid thing is that I have to go to a hearing tomorrow with the city and state my case as to why I deserve to have a carport put in and why it needs to be 10 feet closer to the sidewalk than is normally permitted. So I have to state my case in front of the committee so that I can get a variance in order to put this fucking thing in. And at this point, I kind of feel like if this doesn't work, then I think I might be done. I think I'll just throw in the towel on this project, to be honest with you, because it is so annoying. So, folks, if you're ever going to do any sort of home projects, any sort of putting an addition on or whatever, just do it yourself. Don't report it. Don't tell anybody about it. Don't get a permit for it. Just do it illegally. No. Save yourself the trouble. So,
yeah, you'll probably be fine. Who cares?
Yeah.
Christian learned the hard way to stop being a good citizen.
You try to do stuff. You try to follow the rules. You try to do it the right way. And in turn, you get shat upon. So what are you going to do, though, huh?
Well, I think if you do get turned down, you got to do the old killdozer approach, right?
Hegemeyer approach. That's right. And it's really easy because the office is, Lord, 2 blocks away from my house. So that thing won't even have to really run that far. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, is this close enough? Do you need a hearing on this? Oh, what's that you're hearing? It's the sounds of the walls caving in.
Your brand new $1 billion building that they put in this neighborhood for some reason. What the hell is that?
That's really weird. Well, just go ahead and post your address so people can do a little Google Street View for themselves to see how jarring it is. It's an odd choice they did there.
It is. It is. So that's what's going on with me. Really dumb.
I think people would actually really enjoy doing a Google Street View of your house.
I don't think I want people to do that. I think people know enough.
Let me see. Let me take a look at it. See if there's anything funny on here. Let's see. Okay. There's the sign. World's gayest man lives here. Of course. What about that one? Are these pictures. Oh, Google. The Google car has not been down your street in 6 years. I wonder why that is.
Kept getting the hubcap stolen as it was driving past.
You know, this actually looks very pleasant. I will say, this is the nicest I've ever seen.
My hood. House.
Just the whole hood in general. Oh, it's okay. It's it looks pretty. It looks fine. It looks fine. This house is way too blurry for some reason. Hiding something. Yeah, I forgot there was a. There used to be a boat in your yard.
Yeah, that boat might be making a return as well. My child's grandfather has offered to give me that boat again. He gave it to me, then he took it back, and now he's offering to give it to me again. So that'd be cool. I wish I had a carport to put it under.
Well, you should see about that.
Oh, looking into it. Concerning looking into it. Great.
Great. Great indeed. Yep. I started, I tore out some plants in my front yard. I'm going to put something down in there. Might pick your brain on that at some point.
Okay.
Or I might just do it and do it wrong and it looks like shit. And then that's just the way it is for the rest of time.
Well, until you do it, until you rip it out again. You know, and that's okay. You know, that's fine.
Certainly shan't be asking any city
if
I'm allowed to do that.
No. Well, I mean, it's on your property. You shouldn't have to ask the city.
That's right. That's what I say about my various weapons.
the trebuchet I'm building in my backyard. They'll never see it coming.
The moat I'm building is just me digging with a shovel a horrific ditch.
It's just a huge ditch between your house and the street. That would be pretty cool.
Driveway still accessible.
Sure, yeah.
Great. Why don't we go ahead and read some goddamn posts while we're here, huh?
Wonderful. Hey, our buddy Cliff. Remember Cliff? He sent this one over. It's from R. It's been quite some time. He sent this over. It's from R. Slutty Confessions. The title of this post is, I was bred in a gangbang and I'm pregnant. Hello, everyone. I, 22 female, have a sugar daddy who is also my boss, 55 male, who loves fucking me and sharing me with his colleagues, father, sons, brother, and anyone and everyone. 2 months back, we had a pretty wild gangbang with my daddy, his two sons, his father, and his brother. It was absolutely an amazing time of getting fucked, sucked, and humiliated by everyone. I was a cum bucket for everyone, and I absolutely loved it. I kept taking load after load of cum. I was their free use slut daughter. And yesterday, I found out that I'm pregnant. I'm not really sure who's the baby's daddy, but everyone is hella excited about this baby. They've already been planning a celebratory gangbang with all the family. User Big Young Steppo replied, wish I was in that gangbang. To which the OP said, it was just a family affair. And Big Young Steppo replied, oh. So. Never hurts to ask. You know?
Yep. I wish. But, you know, that's fine. So, yeah, the 55-year-old's dad was involved, huh?
Yeah, so, Don Sr. little Don,
yeah,
his brother Gary.
Gary got in there, of course.
You know, I don't even like eating a meal with my father, let alone participating in a gangbang with my secretary, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. Well, hey, speaking of eating a meal, I looked up Big Young Steppa, and his last post was 7 days ago on the Rate My Cum Shot subreddit, where it's just a picture of his cock coming on his belly.
All right,
no comments on that one.
What are you gonna rate it? What do you give it?
Well, I guess I don't really know what I'm rating. I would say the timing is great. It's just a blurry shot of cum shooting right at the camera. That's interesting. It's a pretty decent amount. He has a picture of on the subreddit R cock compare, which seems to be where you compare the size of your cock to things, to household objects or whatnot. But he's got one here it is next to an iPhone SE, which is like the smallest of the iPhones.
And it looks huge.
Interesting choice. Yep. Well, a lot of big cocks on this one. Yes. Yeah. Either already have a good cock and you're like, yeah, I just want everyone to see how big it is, or you have a tiny cock and it's
really you're ugly. Like, hey, check this out, fellas. Check out this whopper, huh?
Yep.
You ever seen one this big before? What do you think of this?
Yeah. Fun stuff over there on Reddit. Two sons, father, brother. Yikes. Not my idea of a family reunion. Great. Hey, this is from the subreddit r witches versus patriarchy. Protection spell against racist and homophobic ghosts? Hello, fellow witches. My girlfriend and I are going to move into an apartment in an old house. It was built in 1605. We did some research and found out the executioner built this house, lived here, and used the cellar as his dungeon. We are pretty sure that that ghost in this building probably will have something against us, because we are a queer couple. We are not willing to move out, since the rent is very affordable and the location is pretty amazing. We also only want to get rid of the bigoted ghosts. A cool ghost can stay.
Oh.
Sage Green 98 said, the executioner was the bigot. The people he imprisoned were the, quote, deviants, according to him. So unless he died there, the people he imprisoned were the ones who needed protection from the bigots and zealots, and I think would be fine with y'all living there. At least that's how I see it. If he was cruel to gay and or witchy people and those people died there, they would actually welcome your presence. Just please do not enter the home in fear. Project love and acceptance for all every time you go into the house. And then we have this from user Half Plushy Will Talk. Oof. It's never a good idea to prejudge people, especially that they will be nasty and hate you. You're setting them up to meet your expectations, and your expectations are negative. Every era needs executioners. They weren't any more evil than the people who execute people now. Maybe if you expect to be judged as the person you are, extend that civility to your potential resident ghost. Cool.
Could call this woke busters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That came out in 2016. More with the dames in it.
We want to keep the cool ghosts, but the bigots we want to get in
the heck. Don't prejudge that 1600s executioner. He may have actually been a nice guy. What are you doing?
It's so cool. Oh, it's so cool to think of people just live their lives like this.
Mm-hmm. they have a extremely fake belief system, and they're just constantly making up new dumbass shit for it. Like, do any of these people actually believe in ghosts in the first place? Probably not.
Well, it is witches.
What are they doing?
Characters, so probably they probably do.
I don't know. I don't know what any of these freaks actually think about anything. I think they just love posting.
Also, who in 1605 is like, who? What town just has an ex? It's just like, yeah, the executioner had a freaking horror house here, and the cellar was his dungeon. Yeah, he liked to bring his work home, you know, so he set it up. Guy comes home with a big black hood on. He hangs it up like he's you know, on the cat hook as he's coming in. Hi, honey.
Yeah.
How was work? Oh, it was a killer. Everybody's clapping.
Yep. I think that happens all the time back in the day.
No. Well, there's our
classic
new
executioner.
Classic executioner stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of bigoted ghosts, though, guys, if you want to watch a good movie, check out Heart Condition, starring Bob Hoskins and Denzel Washington, where Bob Hoskins is a racist cop and Denzel Washington is a dead lawyer ghost who is trying to help him from getting murdered. It's pretty cool. I believe we get some of the N-word in there, too. So from old Bob Hoskins. So
You got me interested.
So, check it out.
Interested. Get it? Interested. Yeah, that sounds like a fun one. What year is that movie from?
1990. A real odd couple pairing there, those two guys.
That's when movies were great. When every single... Oh, my God. Even, like, the poster is him leaning on Denzel. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's awesome. God, I miss those days.
Great flick.
Yep. Heart Condition. Together, they're making a cardiac arrest.
You could just say whatever back then. Nobody gave a shit.
A tough cop. A dead lawyer. Every partnership has its problems. This is the laser disc I'm looking at. $4.99 on eBay.
I just got to say $5 on eBay. Yep.
Oof, man. Oh, God. This looks so good. I just miss the design of these things. The font usage, just perfect. Earth.
Used to be an art to it, and now it's just slap as many things on there as possible and make it look like diarrhea. That's what the AI should do. AI should make movie posters. That'd be a good job for it.
I'm guessing that is what's going on, yeah.
Probably, yeah. More likely.
Yeah, this is a year after old Denzel won Academy Award for Glory.
on the Wikipedia, it says... In 2021, Vulture ranked 47 Denzel Washington movies, with Heart Condition coming in at last place at number 47.
Yeah.
Had a budget of $10 million and made $4 million at the box office. That's tough. That's tough.
Oh, I love this. This is an eBay listing for... It's just some, like, storage unit full of clamshell Disney VHS. Cassettes. It's like, just pick five of them and we'll send it to you for $15.
It's an insanely grainy Motorola flip phone photo. Just go ahead and pick five.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now there's someone selling the old Blockbuster cases. Oh,
buddy, nostalgia. Oof. You can buy whatever. Okay, we're falling down.
Yeah.
This is
one of the two evening ones, the red boxes. Remember those?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. I haven't looked at one of these in a long time. Anyway. Hey, remember the 90s, everybody?
We don't. That's what we have to remind ourselves every week.
Great.
Hey, speaking of dead people, here's an exchange that took place under a post about losing family members. A woman said, "My 21-year-old nephew just took his life 31 days ago. His funeral was so full of friends. How could he have not known? Someone else replied, sounds like the first episode of Yu Yu Hakusho. The main character, a 14-year-old, dies, and everyone from school shows up to his wake. He was also a bully. The first woman responded, what a weird, insensitive response to the loss of my nephew.
Yes. Gotta agree there. Yu Yu Hakusho. What in the hell is this? I don't know. All I know is it originally aired in 1992. So this guy's reaching back. Good Lord.
That looks looks gay. I gotta say, it looks really gay.
It really
gay.
Does. Well, we talked about this in the... We did an anime episode recently or some sort of thing.
Recently?
Like it wasn't anime. It was either this or...
Oh, the VTuber stuff?
Yeah, something like that. I was just like... Just seeing any anime picture, I'm like... I just get lost. I'm like... Because it all looks exactly the same. How is it all exactly the same?
It's like it triggers your fight or flight. Just like... It just go blank.
Yeah. It looks so bad. But I also can't say any of it looks especially bad. It all just looks the same.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable.
It's an unpleasant viewing. It does not look good to me. And it's just, it all looks... Oh, brother.
Yeah, if there was anime that was in the style of like Ren and Stimpy, I would watch it. But that's about...
Oh, boy, we're going to have a bunch of nerds saying...
Remember the 90s, by the way, Ren and Stimpy?
No.
I'll do an AI image anime in the style of Ren and Stimpy. I'll take the internet by storm. Great. Hey, this one's from Reddit. Is it considered creepy to introduce yourself to a random coworker in the workplace? Was chatting with my Gen Z colleague and somehow this topic came up. It's a large IT company, about 1,000 people. So naturally, many people would not know each other unless they work together on a project or something. Is it considered creepy to introduce oneself, let's say in a shared kitchen, to an unknown coworker? My colleague says it's creepy these days, but to me, that's perfectly fine. I can understand cold approaching strangers on the street is creepy and is frowned upon in many Western societies. Rightfully so. I always have anxiety myself whenever a stranger is trying to approach me on the street. Most of the time, it's either some weirdo or a beggar wanting something from me. Either way, nothing good would come of it. But in a workplace, it does not feel that way because we all have a common bond working for the same employer. It's a safe environment to talk to strangers. No one's going to hit on you or beg money. Am I too old-fashioned? Fellas, is it weird to talk to people you're in the same room with?
Hey, Reddit, quick question for you. Is it weird to talk to my coworker? Am I gonna get written up for talking to my coworker?
This is the Me Too movement's all about. This guy introduced himself and said, how's the coffee doing this morning? And then he said, good weather outside, huh?
Like, I'm sorry, do you work here?
What a fucking creep.
What a fucking freak. Yeah. If you have to ask, then you probably shouldn't be talking to anybody, I would have to say. Dangerously unstable person there.
Yeah. The Gen Z kids are just like, oh, just terrified of the idea of just talking. Like, that person just has anxiety as well, but they decided to make it into some sort of societal thing. It's like, oh, no, it's weird to talk to people at work. Or this guy is a creep and they're like trying to make an excuse. Like, yeah, you shouldn't talk to anybody.
It's just like, it's the hello HR drawing of the big fat guy at the cubicle. It's that guy personifying. They're like, yeah, actually, for your sake, don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with no one at work. I mean, I've had some fucking brutal office jobs over the years. Whew. Totally happy with them not talking to me.
Boy, the last place I worked at, there were people there that I worked there for years, didn't know, had no idea who they were.
Yep.
Had no interest in getting to know them either. Just fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just, you see them, you do the little head nod. Like, hey, sometimes you don't even find out their email or their name until, like, I've had some where it's like, you see the email was like, who the hell's Craig? And then like 7 months later, you hear the name Craig, like, that guy. I see that guy every day.
You're eating cake in the break room. It's like, yeah, it's for Craig's birthday. And you're like, oh, that guy? Him?
God, that's Craig? Wow. All right.
Okay, well, thanks for the cake.
Yeah. I signed his card. I didn't even know who the fuck it was. Oh, my God. The card signing ritual. What a joke.
Oh.
So secretive. Don't let her see it. Don't let Megan see it. It's like, yeah, it's the kitten smiling with cake on its face. If Megan sees that before everyone signs it, it's bad luck. Good God. Wish I was a millionaire.
Oh, my face hurts from laughing. Work is for suckers.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, we already had one witch post this episode, but in honor of spooky season, I thought I'd share an old classic. Stumble upon this because I must have really liked it when it first came out. I screenshotted it and shared it to my Facebook 8 years ago, and I just got reminder of it the other day. This is a Twitter thread from a user, Freakin' Sassy, who tweeted out, reminder that witches exist and were relentlessly slaughtered for existing and dressing up as a character of a witch is distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
With Halloween month upon us, I don't want to see any of y'all dress up as things that disrespect oppressed religions, peoples, or cultures. Even if you're like, what? Witches don't exist? That's silly. That's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. We exist. We are not your costume. It's got a ton of traction back in the day. I remember this very clearly.
Yeah.
And it's still very funny now, doubly so, because this person has since been arrested for stealing bones out of cemeteries and selling them on Etsy. So.
Yeah. Not distasteful, though. That not as nearly as distasteful as dressing up like a witch.
Now, to be fair, the bones were just kind of laying out in the open because it was like a poor person's pauper cemetery and the bones just kind of floated up to the top.
Well, then they don't fucking matter.
Poor people do not matter.
Yeah. What an interesting life. Well, then there's someone who got arrested for a similar thing, or this might have actually been that person. I think this was that person.
I think we actually covered this person in our witches episode.
Oh yeah, okay.
From like yes, 500 years ago. So
yes. That's all starting to come together. But technically, I remember this. I don't remember it, but I remember of it.
Sure.
I'm sure we had some great jokes, very insightful commentary when it happened back then.
I'm sure we hadn't each slammed 3 16-ounce beers 20 minutes into the show. Yeah.
Yep. We probably shared the things we've done at cemeteries, which are probably illegal. Actually, I don't think I've even been to a cemetery.
Cool.
Actually, no, I went to one from like the 1800s or something like that in Boston, I believe.
Okay. That makes sense.
Very old, pretty neat. So old, it doesn't even feel like it just feels more like a nice park than an actual cemetery.
Like, oh yeah, you're walking on dead people. I couldn't even tell, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was just walking on like Paul Revere's bones or some bullshit, but he was a colonialist, I think.
So
one of those, he was a bad guy.
So then you were filming a tick, you were doing the thug shaker on top of the his grave.
I have no idea what the fuck that means.
Folks, go ahead and look up the thug shaker dance. It's pretty fun.
Thug shaker? What the fuck? Everyone is doing the thug shaker, says this video from 9 months ago. Brand new, apparently.
I'm on top of it.
There's a lot that you're referencing something that's already probably dated, and I've never even heard of it. So that is great. Well, one more post for you folks out there in La La Land. This was from rawconfessions.com. It is complicated. I have a secret second wife with a fake identity. I told her that my first wife has passed away. Actually, she's alive. Great title. Goes on. I'm living with my first wife. We love each other. She didn't know that I have a temporary and secret second wife. This type of marriage called nikah muta literally means pleasure marriage. The second wife thinks that my wife is dead, and I gave her a fake name and a fake identity. Not a fake ID card. I mean, just a made-up story about my life with fake name. This, quote, marriage contract ended last year. That means she is not my wife anymore, but she still sends me her very private photos. I asked her to leave me, but she refused. She still don't know about my real identity and real name. The problem is, my company want me to make a show on the TV for 3 months with different celebrities. That means she will know my real identity. Agreed. Anon responded with this. What an adventure. When it's all won and lost, at least there will be great stories and memories.
You know, if you got to look at it
a lot of
way.
Things that are shared online on this fucking podcast.
Wow.
You know, your nephew died. Well, you know what?
On to the next great adventure.
Think of all the great stories. Bizarre. Anyway, so that's something. I don't even know the hell to begin with.
Yeah, if you're in love and happy with your first wife, why do you need a second secret wife?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Also, what's the celebrity show about? What's that about? What's going on there? What country are we even dealing with here?
He's a part of TLC's My Many Wives. And he's like, yeah, she's going to find out about this.
Yeah. So it's a reality show where celebrities show up and make fun of me for my stupid fake marriages that I have. And we get to enjoy that. As Mary Lou Retton pokes fun at me.
That's the host?
That's the host.
Okay.
First celebrity to come to mind.
How is that? Oh, brother.
Yeah. Or let's see, who else? Who'd be another perfect? Remember like Surreal Life and shows like that?
Oh, brother, do I? Yeah.
Flavor Flav. Christopher Knight, Vanilla Ice, Tammy Faye Baker, of course. God. Tracy Bingham, don't hear that.
Oh,
name
yeah, you don't hear that anymore.
DeBrat. Emmanuel Lewis, Vern Troyer, didn't Vern Troyer just straight up kill himself?
No, I think he just died. I don't think he killed himself.
His death was ruled suicide by alcohol intoxication. Nice.
So he went
an airplane
out.
Bottle of vodka. Goodbye, everybody.